This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Good evening. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in the Sefer Tzipis al Yeshua. And the Chafetz Chaim's point that we learned yesterday was that if you're really waiting for Mashiach to come, why aren't you learning the halachas that are necessary, especially if you're a kohen? And even if you don't have time, the Chafetz Chaim, we're in a footnote in Parak Gimel, or you're not cut out for it, so at the very least, create a maimad or a situation for others who are Balei Torah that they should learn Inyanei HaKodesh VaHamikdash, and it will be attributed to you. Therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, Al kein ma'noa hoye, how beautiful it would be, ilu yimatsu eza ashirim, menadvin menachsein, if we had some wealthy people who would donate from their possessions, likbaya b'makoyman, to establish in their place, b'makoyim acher, or elsewhere, sheyoyosahem, in an appropriate place, chaburas avreichim gedolei Torah, a group of young men who are great in Torah, sheyomadu hasedrahu, to learn that order of the Mishnah, v'yu b'kiyam b'chal hachaysav, to be proficient in all the halachas, v'cheno sisi b'iri, says the Chafetz Chaim, I likewise established in my own city, shekavati asara avreichim gedolei Torah, that I established 10 young men who are great in Torah, v'yira and fear, l'inyan zeh. So the Chafetz Chaim funded a kodshim kailel for those people to study the halachas of kodshim and to know it well. Because if you're really waiting for Mashiach, then you need to create a situation where when Mashiach comes, people are going to know what to do. V'shamati, and I heard shebekarov, that soon, Nasa b'Yerushalayim er HaKodesh, gam kin chavura kadosh kazo. Soon, in Yerushalayim, there will be such a holy group. V'ashrei ha'poyn aleihem lachzikam, fortunate is one who turns to them to strengthen them. Now, this is interesting. V'yakdishu l'zeh machzas itoysam. They should spend half their time learning kachem. Now that's a large percentage of time to learn kachem. I mean, right now it's not relevant. Arachayim is relevant every day. Yeredeya, it could be relevant always. Chayshem Mishpat could constantly come up. To give it all, half of their time, unless the Chafetz Chaim is speaking dafka to this koilel that's designated for kachem, and they're sort of the ambassadors and the representatives of Klal Yisrael, that they're going to be the ones who know what to do when Mashiach comes. But just, it's a pretty significant and sizable amount of time. Umachzis l'shari limudim, and half the time to other limudim. Ishish kechavtzai, each person, what they desire, b'yaradeo, b'chashem mishpat. V'yishtadu l'umayin ha'halachis el al-bori, and they should try to learn these halachas clearly. Ki kivon she'akadosh baruch hu choyshev l'limudim elu, ki ilu mekaymin oysam b'fayal mamash. Since Hashem reckons that the learning of these topics as is if you're mekayim them that actually, since learning about bringing a karban chatas is considered like bringing a chatas, and since learning about how to bring the karban tamid is like bringing the tamid, tzarech lehishtado v'leida kol davar b'ver, you need to try and know each matter clearly. U'kamay shekasav ha'shla b'sifra yesh neichlen, like the Shla writes in his sefer yesh neichlen. So this kailal, this group that's established, should dedicate, Chafetz Chaim says, half of their time to the learning of kachim, and they should make sure they know the halachos really well so that it could really be considered as if it's being performed. Uvazeh tiyah hatoyeles kfula. And this way there'll be a double benefit. Ki levad ma sheyimatsu b'Yisrael muflagim hayoidim halachos elo, aside from the fact there will be in Klal Yisrael people who are excellent and know these halachos, Hanoya gimizman hamikdash, that are applicable at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, shegiya b'mher v'yamina, that will be in our days. So aside from the benefit that if we fund the learning of kachim, when Mashiach comes, there will be people who know what to do. Oidzois, another benefit will be, shetamid chacham ha'oizkim hilchus avoida, that those Torah sages who are involved in learning these topics, Male HaKosav Baruch Hu Ki'ilu Makrivim B'Fayal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will consider it as if they're actually bringing these karbanos. Like the Gemara Menachai says, so it's a double benefit. I mean, you get a lot of bang for your buck if you support a Kachem Kaila. Number one, it shows that, I would say there's a triple benefit. Number one, you're showing Hashem that you're really awaiting the coming of Mashiach. Number two, that when Mashiach comes, there'll be people who know what to do. And number three, it will be considered now as if these karbanos are being brought. And all of this is aside from the mitzvah of supporting Torah, which is very great. And it's very possible, when you find such a holy group, that they learn steadily, consistently, the laws of the Avodah. So then if a guy knows, oh, I accidentally turned on a light on Shabbos, then somebody who knows that they violated the sin of Chil Shabbos, and he's chayav to bring a chatas, yivakshem, he will ask them, sheyilmadu avuroi, that they should learn on his behalf, dinei hakravas chatas. So in other words, if you know that you accidentally turned on a light, or took out a black seed from the watermelon, so you have to bring a karmen chatas, you owe a chatas. So what do? Go to the guy, give him $50, say you're learning how to be makir v'chatas, have me in mind. Learn it for me. V'yadua ma'amar Chazal. We know the statement of Chazal. Kol ha'oisik b'saras chatas. Anyone who's involved in learning the laws of a chatas, ki'ilu hikrav chatas. It's as if he was makrav a chatas. Oyim hu echad me'arbat shetzvichin lahaydois. Or let's say, one of the four people that need to give gratitude. Kugoyin choyla shenasrape. Like an ill person who is healed. Aisha yachavash v'esasurim. Or someone who was in jail, in bondage, in captivity, they come out. They say, well, if the Beis HaMikdash was standing, I would have to bring a carbon toida. So they go to the guy in the Kachim Kail and they say, here's some money. When you're learning Hilchas carbon toida, learn it from me. Yuchahai Gavna. Uvizman HaMikdash HaYitzarach Lavi carbon toida. When the Beis HaMikdash stood, this gentleman had to bring a carbon toida. V'achshav Tzarech Lumay Dinei HaKravas HaToida. And now he needs to learn the laws of being Makrav HaToida. Look at the end of Shulchan Aruch. In the Hashmata, in the appendix, where I explain this, that I explain this practice. And if only that everyone would contemplate this statement of Chazal, namely, anyone who is involved in learning the halachos of a carbon, it's as if they brought a carbon. Anyone who's involved in learning the halachos of an oila, it's like they brought an oila. What if somebody forgot, he didn't say the Kriya Shema Bezmanoi? He woke up late, or Friday night, he forgot to repeat the Kriya Shema. So the Beis HaMikdash was standing, he owes a carbon chatas. It's not a good onus to have that on one's shoulder. So you want to take care of it. So you go to someone who's involved in learning Kachim, and you say, please learn it on my behalf. If only we would contemplate this statement, Sha'amar Hashem Yisbarach, that the Almighty says, that Kol Ha'oisek B'Taras Chatas, Kilu Hikrav Chatas, U'mekaymen Oisai, if we would only learn it and fulfill it, B'vadai Hoyam Esbatel Kol Atzores V'Hagerushin, all troubles and all Golosim and banishments would end. It would be the end of all problems. If we would either dedicate ourselves to being proficient in the halachos of Kachim or support the learning of Kachim, it would bring an end to all trouble. That's all it takes. Either learning or money. Those are the two choices. That's all it takes. Because if we would fulfill Oh, that's a pretty heavy statement. That is a pretty heavy statement. That if we would apply ourselves either to master the laws of Kachim or to ensure that others do, that would bring an end to all Jewish suffering. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll pick it up on Monday, Bezos Hashem. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Please join us tonight at 8:30. At 8:30 for an amazing topic, the Torah of Amram. Please join us. Or join us Monday through Thursday morning, 9 a.m. to 9:15. We learn Mishnah Berurah every day. Have a good day, everyone. Kol Tov. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.